Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
Yesterday, I was driving to pick up my son from football training through my hometown of Portmarnock, and I saw something glinting in the distance, and I went, could it possibly be? Is it real? Is it? It is.
Was it my smile?
No, wasn't your smile. Somebody had hung a single strand of Christmas lights from their window on September the 16th. And I stopped my car and I videoed it and put it on my Instagram, and I'm so happy for this person.
Maybe it was a cry for help.
No, I'm delighted. Thank you, whoever that was.
Well, look, there is less than 100 days until Christmas. Why are we saying this? Because maybe you should be starting your Christmas shopping. Will there be anything on the shelves this year? Duncan Graham is from Retail Excellence Ireland, and he's here to explain what's going on in the shops and what we should expect. Morning, Duncan.
Good morning.
Thanks for dropping into us.
No worries.
So, is that the truth? Should we be out there shopping now for Christmas?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, it's going to be a very, very interesting Christmas. And, you know, what we've seen happening over the last few months is that, buyers have been really, will be really cautious in terms of how they've bought for this autumn, winter season and Christmas in particular. Because if you look at it, most of these guys were out buying during lockdown, you know, that period of sort of, March through to May.
So is that traditionally when you would buy for that season, buy that far back?
Absolutely.
But that was at the peak of uncertainty.
Absolutely. You know, and they were predicting, what were they predicting? You know, they didn't know. They were literally staring into a crystal ball in terms of what the marketplace was going to be like for Christmas. So, you know, the bottom line is that they will have bought cautiously. You know, what I'm hearing from people in the trade is that it was not uncommon for buyers to be buying sort of 20% less than they perhaps bought for 2019.
Right, so you would be in a situation then where with demand will be the same as it always is, but the reality is supply is probably going to be a little bit less because people have been cautious.
There's going to be an element of that, but also it's where we're going to be buying, because you know, if you look at clothing, for example, and you look at areas like occasion wear and party wear, well, buyers would have been really cautious about what they're buying for that for this autumn winter season and Christmas in particular. You know, but at the end of the day, you know, we see the news at the moment. You know, is there going to be a party wear season this year? Probably unlikely.
Yeah, doesn't seem like it.
You know, if you look at the converse side of it and you look at the gifting season, you know, we're going to be putting probably a lot more under the tree this year than we have done before, because we're just going to want to give ourselves something back. You know, we can't go out, we can't spend the money in the bars and the restaurants perhaps like we would have done in previous years. So, you know, this year could be a really strong gifting season as we just thank those around us for getting us through the year, if you like.
Did we hear that there was one global men's brand that is supposed to have only ordered 30% of what they would normally order?
Yeah, look, you're likely to have found some of that. And, you know, maybe in the early stages of ordering, you know, the world is changing rapidly in terms of how people can react. And some of these faster fashion menswear and ladieswear brands may have ordered really cautiously like that at the beginning, on the basis they can then at least assess the trends as they go through and then go and rebuy close to the season. But that is obviously, you know, that also has its drawbacks, because, you know, the supply chain has also been affected with some of this. I mean, if you look at what happened earlier in the year, stuff coming from China, for example, you know, China was locked down, wasn't it, in January and February. So, you know, certainly we found some areas where at the early part of the year that was restricted as well.
And would something like another lockdown, would it be places like China that would have the most knock-on effect on consumers here?
Potentially, yes. I mean, you know, it is a global supply chain. So, you know, it really just depends on where people are purchasing from. You know, if you look at anywhere in the Far East, is where a lot of the clothing comes from. You know, China is the manufacturing base of the world, isn't it? Let's face it. So, you know, there is that knock-on effect, very definitely. You know, but the other bit is we really need to be encouraging shoppers in Ireland to shop locally, you know, shop Irish, because, you know, we've seen a massive move over the last few months into online shopping. You know, we were saying with some of the numbers that we put out in June, July, that, you know, through lockdown, our online spend was up about 200%.
Wow.
On, you know, where it was in 2019.
Last year. Right. So,
and is the majority of that places like Amazon, so they're ordering from abroad, or are they going on to known Irish retailers and just seeking out a delivery option? Yeah.
So 70% of it goes out of the state. So 70% of it tends to move offshore.
Right.
Yeah? What you've actually seen happening in retail over the last few months is that a lot of retailers have taken things like the online grants through Enterprise Ireland. They've set up their online offering like never before. So, you know, I think the message out to consumers is, before you start spending your money on, you know, with people like Amazon, look inside, look at what's going on within the state, because there's a high likelihood that you're going to find some fantastic product in Irish stores, you know, throughout the country. So, you know, the message here is one of, you know, shop early, but shop local.
Yeah, I've seen, to be fair, I've seen there's been a big trend on social media among people sharing Irish companies and sharing what they're doing, whether they're small or big or whatever. And not a massive pushback against this money that goes, you know, out of the state or whatever, but just that kind of fostering that during lockdown, saying, well, look, if you need face masks, you know, this girl over here is doing them, or these guys have pivoted and now they're doing Perspex shields and they used to do something. You know, there was a lot of that going around on social media. So hopefully it will have some positive knock-on effect, you know, for those companies.
You're right. And, you know, there's been this real sort of community feel, hasn't there? Particularly through lockdown.
Yeah.
I mean, the reality is that during that lockdown period, you know, at one point we could only move 2 kilometres from our front door. So we discovered things in our community. We discovered retailers in our community that maybe we'd only been to once or twice.
Yeah.
You know, in the time that we lived in the area. But, you know, because we couldn't go anywhere else, we were discovering these places. We were spending our money. We were realising that, you know, we had a little bit more time to experience the service they could perhaps offer. And many of these people have now developed an online offering as well. So, you know, the opportunity to, whether you click and collect, whether you go online and get it ordered in, whether you simply go and, you know, pull up outside the door and phone in through an order, phone an order through, all of that stuff is a lot more available now than it was a year ago.
What about job cuts in retail? How bad has it been, and is it going to get worse?
Look, it's been really difficult. Some sectors have performed a lot better than others. So, you know, as I say, the homeware sectors, DIY, things like that, have really performed well since they emerged from lockdown. There's certainly been job losses, and there've been store closures, and you can only, you know, you see that if you walk down Grafton Street or Shop Street in Galway or Patrick Street in Cork, you will see, you know, the shutters will have come down in a number of places. And inevitably, there have been redundancies. You know, there are 300,000 people employed in the retail sector in Ireland. And, you know, that they've gone through a tough time, inevitably. I think the tougher time is actually to come, and that will be post-Christmas. Most retailers will now be focused on taking as much through the doors as they possibly can between now and the end of December. As we go into that bleaker sort of January, February period, that's going to be the crunch time for retail, I think. And,
right.
You know, I would certainly, you know, some will have done well. Some will have shifted their model to, you know, that multi-channel offer, if you like. Others, you know, there will be inevitably further job losses, I'm sure.
Sometimes the toy shops like to give Santa a little bit of a dig out and try and get his supply chain moving. How confident are you that those kinds of shops, like the Smiths of this world, and will have full shelves so that Santa's full orders can be helped out?
Look, I'm confident that Santa will come this year. Absolutely. You know, he might come in a different way. He might be coming over Zoom to a few people, but you know, I do think Santa will be there. And look, I think the supply chain in terms of toys will be fine. Again, I think we'll probably be ordering a lot of those things online and so forth. You know, I do think it will be a very strong gifting Christmas. You know, I do think that we'll probably be sticking those toys under the tree for the kids because, you know, we haven't given them a summer holiday to speak of this year, have we? You know, we might have done that staycation, but we've certainly not taken them to Spain or anything. So we'll feel that sort of slight tang of guilt, I suspect, and want to reward our family and friends in a slightly different way.
So I like your outlook. It's very rosy. A lot of people think, and I've seen far too much of these people over the 2020, and here's a Christmas cracker.
Here's a tent. Go somewhere else. Duncan Graham from Retail Excellence Ireland, thank you for that. It wasn't quite as terrifying as the headline made it out to be, why you should have started your Christmas shopping just yet. But
if we are starting, which we kind of should, because supplies will be lower, we should definitely seek out Irish options first before we hit that Amazon button.
Absolutely, that's the message.
Dermot and Dave, listen live on air from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.